You are listening to the Aura Podcast.
Greetings to all listeners. You are listening to the audio article of Role of Our Surroundings on Our Mindset by Samreen Fatima. Have you ever seen weeds? We don't need to plant or water or take care of them. They grow up without even planting. But have you ever seen jasmine or gardenia plants growing up without effort? It won't. Because growing flowers or fruits takes a lot of effort. We need to plant saplings or seeds, water them, and take care of them. Protect them from weeds or they will die. Research shows that every day our brain processes about 70,000 thoughts. These thoughts grow just like weeds. All the negativity, ingratitude, grudges, jealousy, or complaints are weeds that grow in our minds without effort. If we do nothing about it, it will keep spreading at its own pace. As a result, we become peevish and ungrateful, which ultimately makes us distressed and anguished. But planting fragrant flowers of positivity, gratitude, or humbleness in our minds will take a lot of effort. Now, the question is, what effort do we need to put in to achieve calmness and peace? Can we control or manage 70,000 thoughts in our minds every day? No. What can we do then? Have you ever thrown a nail in the water? What happened? It sank. What if that nail is hammered on a piece of wood and that piece of wood is thrown into the water? The wooden piece will float and bring the nail to the shore. The company of wood prevents the nail from sinking. Our company and surroundings have a considerable role in forming our mindset and our behavior as well. The more we surround ourselves with hopeless people, the more desperate we would feel. The more we surround ourselves with negative people, the more pessimistic our thoughts would become. The more we surround ourselves with abusive people, the more negative our words would be. So, one of the most important things we can do to attain positivity and affability is to watch our company and surroundings. Stay away and avoid the company which triggers the feeling of antagonism and negativity in our minds. The company of positive and gentle people always fills our mind with hope and kindness. It is said that meeting with good human beings is the assurance of a better future. Meeting good people can be our luck, but making them stay in our life is a fortune. So tie a strong bond with such people and loosen the association with those who have a fixed and negative mindset. Because not only do the people we meet become our identity, but also those we avoid meeting reflects our mentality. If it's difficult for you to find such beautiful minds, make friends with good books. Soon you will realize that people will be wishful to talk to you and spend time with you because you will become the source of hope and kindness to them. This is the role of our company and surroundings in our lives and our mental health. If you are unable to find a wooden piece to take you to the shore, you become that piece of wood to prevent others from drowning.
Thank you for listening to Aura's podcast. Send your feedback at editor@auramag.in. And to read more, subscribe to our website at auramag.in.